Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me, Mr. Humble, and rightfully deserved. I am so humble. Thank you for being here. My pleasure to continue to be with you as we continue our hour together this hour. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's a VP for Policy and Director of Technology Studies over at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. CEI.org is an organization I've been telling you about for a long time. He's the author of the 10,000 Commandments report that comes out every year. It's become a major institution. If you want to know about what the government's doing for or mostly to you through regulations, Wayne is on top of that. And a number of other things. He's a very prolific writer and very widely quoted. And he's our good friend, Wayne Cruz. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back. I know you've got a lot of good stuff to report for us on the regulatory front. And I have some questions for you, too. But before we do that, you're there. Uh-huh. You're inside the Beltway. And I'm not, but I know it. And I'm following what's going on up there. And are you as concerned about the state of government right now as I am? Are you as concerned about the? I don't know who's on first anymore. I don't know who to believe. I don't know. I think the worst of some people, mm-hmm. but I don't know. I think surely they wouldn't do that. I don't want to think the worst of them, but I don't know. I speak for a lot of people when I say we don't know what's going on in Washington. We just wish they would get back to work and behave themselves like the rest of us do out here.
Right.
What do you think?
Jim, I think it starts to make more sense if you realize that that Trump and the Republicans who are behind him and then the Democrats and the media class and the pundits are all speaking to different audiences.
Right.
Each one's got their set group that they're talking to, and I really still think it's the case that Trump is ignoring the media in his own way, although he tweaks them, but he is doing a lot to speak past them directly
right.
to his base, the people who have elected him.
Right.
And I see all the same turmoil that you do. I mean, I listen, you know, I get it from both ways. I drive in listening to NPR, and then my homepage on the computer is the Drudge Report. So
right.
I get
to, right, you
so
get both sides.
I'm watching the two ends. But I tell you, I do think that when you watch polls, when you see people talk to on TV, they say, well, Trump is doing the things that he said he was going to do. He did X, Y, and Z with respect to what he said about Obamacare, what he's doing about regulation, what he's planning to do about the budget, and
but Wayne,
other
this Trump derangement syndrome mm-hmm. seems to be real. I mean, between the media and the Democrats who can't seem to deal with the fact that he's the uh-huh. president, and now we've got. I mean, I'm actually seeing what I believe I'm seeing is our little shadows or semblances of a shadow government going on with the security leaks from the security apparatus, mm-hmm. the former president's folks and the things that they did just before they left office and I don't know what the Trump's group has done. It's just bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we have always said, Jim, you know, you and I have talked about this for years. When the government gets to a certain size, nobody can control it anymore.
Right.
It gets to a certain point where you have the careerists at the EPA or the careerists at the Department of Labor who do what they do, and they're not intending to change. You've had a few high-profile resignations in national security, but that's
yeah.
not the normal.
But the normal
is that they're buckling down, and they'll be ready to they'll intend to fight Trump. They'll fight cuts at EPA.
But Wayne, we've got institutions. Well, the only way to save ourselves. is to be devoted to the institutions, the notions of our Constitution, the idea that we have a presidency, that when we elect a person, duly elect a person, we get behind that whether we like it or not. We have a Congress the same way. We're losing our institutions, it seems to me. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, if a different Republican had won, you'd see the media doing everything they could to discredit that other Republican president as well. If it were a Ted Cruz or something like that,
but I don't think it would be this bad though.
But Trump provokes it on his own, right? Right. He does.
He does things that are not presidential. When you talk about him speaking to his group, speaking through the beyond the press. Mm-hmm. That's creating some of his own problems. I've said for a long time he could be the greatest president in history, and the only person who could prevent that is himself. 2010, stay with us. Right back with Wayne Cruz.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.